This is CliffCentral.com.
Anthea Gardner is here to give us a look at the markets, and I have a song from Siba, who actually he did all of this for you, Anthea. Listen to this.
She works hard for my money. Anthea, she works hard for your money. Anthea, she works hard for her money. So we better treat her right. Anthea,
isn't that great?
She works hard for her
that
money.
Is just Anthea, brilliant.
It's fantastic, right?
Absolutely yeah. Love it. Anthea,
all right, so Siba, everybody loves your song. Nice job.
And I promise I'll keep working hard for your money.
Yeah, even though the markets are not your friend.
Oh, really not, eh? Friday was horrible. We had 67 shares close positive, 117 negative, and 172 unchanged on Friday. Market was down about 1.4%. The only shares that were up on Friday, actually, were the gold shares. So the gold index was up about 4%, and it really does feel a bit like capitulation at the moment. Kind of, it doesn't matter what the PE ratio is. Everyone is just selling the market. So really down and out at the moment. And then Exxaro was down about 6% on Friday. This is after being down, I think, almost 10% the day before. But they did a big capital raise, $325 million they raised at 87 rand a share. And also Anglo sold 10% of Exxaro. This is the miner, diversified miner. At a 10% discount, they sold it. So, you know, all these little things that are adding kind of to the market coming off every day. Really, really nothing stock specific. And then after the market closed on Friday, I'm sure most of you know, we didn't get downgraded by Standard & Poor's, which is fantastic
Thank
news.
Thank God. Yeah, all three didn't downgrade us, but you know it's just looming on the other side. I think we managed to stave off this execution.
I'm afraid so, because what they did do is that Standard & Poor's, even though Fitch and Moody's don't distinguish between our currencies, local and foreign, Standard & Poor's did on Friday downgrade the Rand bond, Rand-denominated bond, so local currency bond, of which 90% is 90% of bonds are Rand-denominated. Mm-hmm. So that is definitely going to have an impact. And, you know, at the medium-term budget speech, the finance minister was already saying that our debt-to-GDP ratio had increased significantly, and we're now on about 54%, I think. And actually, this year has been particularly bad. It's one of the biggest net selling by foreigners year of bonds so far. So net-net, foreigners sold $8 billion worth of South African bonds this year. The one before that, the second worst, if you like, in recent times, was 2008-2009 when they sold $6 billion worth. So basically, I think foreigners are saying, we don't even care if you're downgraded or not. We don't like what's going on there. And they are getting rid. They're running for the hills, basically. And of course, the things that S&P said were the big issues. And again, I mean, how many times can I say this in 1 year? Politics was the big, was distracting from growth enhancing reforms is what Standard & Poor's said on Friday. So, of course, we didn't get downgraded. The Rand strengthened a bit, 13.94 to the US dollar. It was trading about 14.11 at its weakest on Friday. It did trade at 13.80 through the weekend, but I see this morning it's now 13.87 against the US dollar. So a little bit of Rand strength, not quite as much as we saw last Tuesday with the ANC NEC meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so, it's doing okay. I mean, the currency is the one thing we can take some solace from at the moment, because anywhere between 13 Rand and 14 Rand is great.
It's funny. That's a psychological 14 Rand mm-hmm. to the dollar level really works for you, because every time it's below 14, you feel okay with it somehow.
I think so.
Yeah. And then on Friday, I guess what also drove markets on Friday was the U.S. came out and said that they'd created 178,000 new jobs. Their unemployment rate is now 4.6%, which is the lowest we've seen in a very long time. So they're well on track. The only problem is that their wage
Thanks,
will...
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing down that unemployment. Of course, he's going to hand this to Trump, and then Trump's going to try and claim that it's his.
Well, everyone's worried about that. Everyone's so when I say everyone, one of the big bond managers in the US, a guy called Bill Gross, he spoke up on Friday and he also made the markets very nervous. And he said, well, actually, I know you all think that Trump is going to be good for the US, but long term, I don't think so. And Bill Gross, he's been around forever. He runs the biggest fixed income or bond fund in hedge fund in the US. I don't know what he manages. I mean, it's in the billions. In fact, he himself is worth over $2 billion. Yeah. And this for a guy, by the way, who started out studying psychology, then did an MBA, made some of his money gambling, actually. And he says, and then did a CFA. And he says that, gambling or playing the casino, as he puts it, actually taught him how to manage risk, which I think is very interesting, or vaguely interesting anyway.
No, it is. I think that's probably the best training you could do. Look at Ben with his sports betting.
Yeah. He'll know how to manage risk.
And Ben, what kind of, just generally, I mean, I don't expect you to have statistically done a deep dive here, but mostly Ben is on the up, which is better than we can say for the stock market.
Yeah, over a 12-week period, yes. Over the last 3-week period, no. But then again, it's like I've forgotten my own lessons and I went emotional thinking the Springboks can't be completely shite.
And so here's the problem with betting. When you lose, do you lose all your money?
Well, I was making this point with Gareth. When your stocks dive, you still own a stock.
Yes.
When you bet Springboks, you don't have a bet anymore.
Yeah, you're out of the race, right? And that's one of the things about the stock market is that you have to stay in it. That's part of the game.
Well, all I want to say is that when January rolls around, because nothing's going to happen in December, right?
No. Do you remember last December?
Dead quiet.
Well,
please God, let's hope nothing like that happens.
Yeah. Negate.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is on the stock market, generally December's quiet.
Yes, except for the 8 days between Christmas or after Christmas, 8 trading days, because apparently that's called the Santa Claus rally. So generally speaking, markets go up after Christmas, and it's people. It's a very odd phenomenon. And the fact that we're even talking about something called the Santa Claus rally.
Yeah.
It's because people reposition their books and then they start to buy for kind of their portfolio into the new year. And it's exactly people like me who go away, take this time to really think about the portfolio, see where I want to be positioned, what I think is going to happen next year, reevaluate last year, and then rebalance. I think maybe we'll have a Santa Claus rally.
Well, I hope so, because I'm tired of looking at screens that are red.
Oh, yes. I'm afraid me too.
Oh, all right. So let's fix. Can we put in an order for that for next
year? No, not today. Today is not your day, I'm afraid. Because did you see the Italian referendum results have come through or started?
How in the hell does the Italian referendum affect us?
Okay. So the Italian referendum is not really about Italy exiting the Euro or Europe. What it was the Prime Minister, Matteo Renzi, who said, I want to change the constitution in Italy so that I don't have to go through two houses to get a bill passed or to make changes. And he said, you vote for me, vote yes to change the constitution. If you don't, if I lose this, I will resign. Guess what?
He lost.
Yeah. So he resigned this morning.
So more instability in Europe.
Oh, absolutely. And the concern here is not that they're changing their constitution, but that the opposition party is this comedian, Beppe Grillo, who is a very, very close second. I don't think he'll take over immediately. I think the president of Italy will ask Renzi's party to stay on, reform a new government, whatever they do politically to keep things a little bit stable. But potentially, if they do go to vote in 2017 or earlier than they were planning to vote, Beppe Grillo could actually become the new prime minister, in which case he will definitely want to get out of the EU. And that's the issue. He's a Trump supporter, our Beppe Grillo. His party, the Five Star Movement, he started in 2013, got some kind of good support, you know. And so you're going from Renzi, who's left centrist, to Beppe Grillo, who's more to the right.
It's a pattern.
Yeah, and you know what it is. The market does not like volatility. And they've still got this bank, Banco Monte di Paschi di Siena, which is looking to recapitalize. It's the oldest surviving
bank in the world.
That's
right.
And they still need to recapitalize. And in fact, Italy has 356 billion euros of bad loans. So quite frankly, this loss in confidence in Italy and the banking system, and if they leave the EU, who's going to support them? Everyone's worried. I think you'll see Italian bond yields spike today, which really is not going to do them any good. In fact, they've got eight banks that are looking like they could fall over. And we all know what happened in 2008 with Lehman's. When the banking system fails, a lot of things go down.
Yeah, that's all we need.
See, but now none of those will influence the result of a football match if you bet on it. Getting back to our original point, the comparisons.
But there are other things in football.
Yeah, but you literally, there's 11 guys going against 11 guys, and like maybe the weather. There's so many variables here. Like the Italian referendum, as Gareth said, how is this going to mess our lives up?
Well, just the volatility in the market. Asia's much lower this morning. So, Ben, I heard that because South Africa economy is doing so badly this year, that's why our sports teams are unstable. Do you think there's a correlation? Should we go and check?
To a certain degree, but I think people are just looking for excuses to try avoid the inevitable, that unskilled, terrible people are trying to do things. Look at the crickets. Look at the Sevens. Look at Mamelodi Sundowns. There's still success stories here.
Oh, okay.
Good ones.
All right. Other stuff. Just in terms of Starbucks, you had something interesting to say about.
Yes.
Oh, so that was what I was trying to remember.
Howard Schultz resigned on Friday. This is the second time he's resigned. He resigned in 1999 or 2000, and the share price went up for a little bit, but then it started collapsing, and then they called him back in, I can't remember when he came back. So not so long ago, actually. And then suddenly the share price went up 500% again. So people are now worried that because he's leaving, that the company has no direction. Personally, I don't know that he's done that much for Starbucks of late. You know, he's designed these very fancy Starbucks reserves, they're called, which is like, it's like going wine tasting. You know, like you have a reserve in wine, you now have a reserve in coffee, and you can, I don't know. I like coffee, but really, I mean, that's taking the coffee culture a bit far, I think. So we'll see. I think it's a company I did like generally because they were expanding, they were doing well to expand, but I am worried about it, that people, it's sentiment driven, and people will be selling the share, I guess, because they're worried it has no direction.
All right. Well, we'll have to keep an eye on that one.
Would you
buy into any coffee stocks?
Yeah, depends. So I did own some Starbucks at one stage. I don't anymore. Okay. Yeah, why not?
And
Do you not like the idea of owning a coffee stock?
No, I don't have a problem with it at all. That's why I'm asking. It's genuinely out of curiosity. I'm just curious about what maybe we should be buying while the market's so low.
So I think this week, let's be a little bit patient because let's see where things settle. Our banks should have a nice little rally on the back of not getting downgraded on Friday, but then all this turmoil with Renzi, the Italian Prime Minister, resigning. In fact, even the New Zealand Prime Minister resigned this morning. And that story, I don't actually know. I don't know why. That was a big surprise. So there's still a lot of volatility in the market, and let's wait and see where it settles and decide which ones are cheap. You know, even Sasol, where the oil price rallied from 47 to 53 last week, even Sasol's been negative since last week. So it's really sentiment driven. It's horrible at the moment.
All right. Okay, Anthea, anything else?
Well, some good news. The petrol price is coming down this week.
Well, it, how much?
41 cents a litre, 38 cents a litre for diesel.
Okay, we'll take it. Thank you.
Yep.
That is some good news.
And I'll leave you with that.
All right.
Thank
very
you.
Good. Leave on a high. There's Anthea Gardner. A look at your money.
This is CliffCentral.com.